What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. I'm super excited to be here with you, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome. I'm just going to make sure that this live stream is actually working everywhere. Awesome. I can see that it's live everywhere. Fantastic. And if you're watching right now as well, let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. Absolutely. Looks like it's working. Let me just double check. Fantastic. It is working. Amazing. 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 Awesome. Well, just give me one more moment, double check something. Damn, this is cool. This is cool. Amazing. Awesome. That's working. Let's just double check this one. Okay. All right. We're good to go. Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you're tuning in from. And in this episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you something absolutely extraordinary that will change your life if you feel called to explore this path of communication and vulnerability and overcoming the fear, or not letting the fear of speaking, communicating, speaking your truth, I think, because initially, and this is to do exactly with this extraordinary thing that we have, a voice. We have this power of communication. This podcast episode is all about communication. It's all about you finding your voice. And I'm going to share with you everything that has helped me to get to this level of self-confidence, self-awareness, self-love, and ability to just flow and be authentic and communicate. Okay, so basically, back in 2018, how my life changed was, I say it's a spiritual awakening. Definitely situations that occurred. At that time, my grandmother passed away. It was my mom, my dad's mom, 2018, in Poland. Already, I had been to Poland a few times. I built up a connection with my culture and heritage here from my parents. My parents were born in Poland. They moved to Australia. And so when my grandmother passed away, there was just something that happened there, you know. So I bought a ticket for myself and my dad. And who else flew with us? I think my niece as well. But yeah, we went to the funeral. And then when I came back from the funeral and I got back to Australia, something shifted. Okay, so if you've ever had, and I'm digressing, but I'm going to take you down this journey of how this actually changed my life and why it could possibly be something that could change and completely transform your life. Because so many of you see me dancing on social media platforms. You see me dancing, you see me being all positive and happy and this and that. And a lot of people that I speak to, when you get on calls with myself or my team, that everyone says the same thing. Oh, I saw Luke dancing and, you know, he just looks so happy and so free. And I've almost come to a realization that this is what we're looking for. We're looking for inner freedom, emotional freedom, right? Freedom of suffering. We don't want to be suffering in our heads, in our bodies anymore. We want to be free. We want to have that peace. Right? We want to feel good within ourselves. So how do we get there? Genuinely sitting with you right now, I have it. I've got it. I'm sitting with it. I'm with you right now, and I'll show you how to get it. Okay, so stick with me. And while you're listening to this episode, wherever you're tuning in from, make sure that you say yes, yes. If something resonates with you, if I share something during this podcast episode, write yes, yes. Okay, and this is something that I learned from Lisa Nichols. I remember when she was jumping on, she'll speak, and she's like, if you're listening right now and I say something that inspires you, just say yes, yes, right? Just affirming that you can hear this, that this is something that's valuable to you, that it inspires you, right? Or makes you think. But anyway, so basically, I came back to Australia, and all of a sudden, at the time, I was working in a government job 9 to 5. Now, wherever you are in your life, maybe you're in a job that you hate. Maybe you're in a job that you just don't like. Maybe it's expired. The expiry date is due, and or it's now, and you're like, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for a career change. I'm looking for something new. I've been doing this for 10 years, 20 years, whatever that is for you. And you're like, I just don't think this is my calling. And that's a good question to ask. What's your purpose? What's your calling? Why are you here? Are you here just to work 9 to 5 and die? Is that it? Pay your bills, pay your rent. Is that it? Or is there more? So it's just valuable questions to ask yourself, you know. It's nothing wrong with it, but I tell you, seek and you shall find, you know, knock and the door will be opened, and ask and you shall receive. And if you don't ask, nothing will happen. That's why I say if you ask a direct question, you'll get a direct answer, okay? And sometimes it could be just simple as, what is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, is there something else within me that I haven't discovered yet about myself? And I was asking myself that for years before I had this spiritual awakening and this breakthrough aha moment, like, what is going on? Come back from Poland after the funeral, back in Australia. And at the time, I'm still working in a government department as a driver tester. And I am driving as a chauffeur driver as well, like doing two jobs at the same time and trying to make it, trying to live life, trying to save money, trying to, you know, be successful, whatever. That's what I saw it as being, right? But then living a party life too, man. Like living the best of both worlds at the same time to the detriment of my health, because I definitely wasn't looking after myself. I was getting trashed all the time. So what happened after that? Got back to Australia and I'm like, I want to move. Like I want to leave here. I want to get out of Australia. I don't want to be here anymore, right? And the goal was I'm moving to Poland. And I mean, Australia is beautiful. It's like, why would you move? Like, Australia is amazing, right? But there was just something in me that was just like, I need change. So from March, it was around February, March till September. That was the period of time where I was exploring. I went on YouTube. I'm like, okay, I'm going to move to Poland. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to open a gym. That's what I figured out. So I went on YouTube and I'm like, how do I open a gym? That started me on the journey of becoming aware that there was stuff on YouTube that could inspire me, that could teach me. And I started listening to Bedros Koulian, first of all, because he was talking about being an entrepreneur, owning a gym. He was teaching a lot of stuff. That led me down the rabbit hole of then learning from more motivational speakers, inspirational videos that I was listening to. Then I found Les Brown. And then something happened when I got to, I think it was like August, where I realized that I had a block. And this is the breakthrough moment, you know? Now, I wasn't sitting there going, I'm not confident. I don't love myself. I don't feel good within myself. I don't believe in myself yet. I had a lot of self-doubt. I wasn't sure of myself and I struggled definitely internally, but I wasn't aware of that. All I was aware at the time was that I wanted change. So then I got to this roadblock. Okay. And this roadblock for me was, you want to open a gym, you want to be a fitness instructor or group coach, like in a group, because I was thinking of, training people in a group. And I was thinking of opening my own gym. And then I realized in that moment, and see how it's interesting how you have to do things and then it breaks it down into possibilities of what you have to do if you want to achieve that goal. And the goal was, I want to have my own business because I'm not going to work in a supermarket or a restaurant. I'm not going to be successful like that. I've got to figure something out for myself where I run something myself, I create something, and that's where it's more profitable. So I thought, well, I go to the gym all the time, so that's the solution. But little did I know that that was taking me down the road of the rabbit hole of realizing that I had a fear of public speaking, or I had a fear of presenting, or I didn't like standing in front of people. I felt judged. I felt like there were many moments when I was working for the government department, and there were situations where we'd have a boardroom meeting and I would be sitting there and then we'd have to introduce ourselves and I would feel so scared to just introduce myself and talk. Oh, I'm Luke and this and that. Like, I would be so uncomfortable because people were looking at me and my face would go red. I'll blush. I'll get insecure. I don't like it, you know? So as we're listening today on this podcast, I'm going to share with you, I'm going to give you a gift, okay? If you're open to receiving a gift, I hope that you'll hold your horses and wait until I share what this is for you, because maybe this is something that's going to change your freaking life today. And that's what I'm here to help you to achieve, because I did it for myself and I'm here to give you that as well. But this was the awakening of like, what am I afraid of? You know, I always felt judged. I always felt people were looking at me. And of course, that was my own trauma of, you know, allowing people to judge me or to label me, right? Where I got lost in the names of, like, you know, you're skinny, you're lanky, you know, even one of my friends used to call me horse legs. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know, like, it didn't matter. I never questioned it. I never said, why do you call me this? Or why do you always have to say that? Like, never opened my mouth. Like, you're as skinny as a rake, you know? So all of these labels, my lack of self-confidence in myself, being bullied and called names, programmed myself that I didn't feel confident in myself. I didn't like the way that I looked. So, and because the truth is, I was tall. I was pretty short until year 10. So 1996, year 2000, I was pretty short. And then all of a sudden, boom, I had a massive growth spurt. And that was even worse because I was just lanky and skinny. And then I went taller and I was even more lanky and skinny, you know? And I didn't like that. I felt very uncomfortable. I was always labeled. I was always bullied. I was always called names. And no one ever stopped and said, hey, maybe because we judge him for how he looks, it actually doesn't make him feel good about himself. Maybe I should stop that. No one ever fucking thinks that. Everyone's just judging all the time. Oh, you look like this or you look like that. You know, and again, like mom, dad, grandma, like your family, they don't genuinely sit there and think, ah, I'm going to hurt his feelings. You know, they just go, hey, fucking eat some more food so you can put some meat on those bones. Right? It's just a normal thing. You know, it's like, hurry up. Like, don't leave the table until you finished your food. Like, that was traumatizing for me, you know? So I grew up feeling so insecure within myself, which also led me to not having a voice. And when you don't have a voice, you don't speak. And when you don't speak, you suppress. What does that mean? You hold it in. So any of your feelings, any things that come up that you feel judged and you want to talk to someone about it, you never do. You never say shit because you're afraid of talking because you've never done it before. So it's unfamiliar mentally. You're just like a block. I can't do it. Can't express myself. So 2018 was a tremendous year for me because, you know, I got to that point where I was like, man, if you want to be a coach, you want to coach people in a group environment, okay, you don't have a fucking voice. You can't speak. You're not confident. How can you be a coach? How can you help other people when you're afraid to talk in front of people? I remember moments when I was working for Service New South Wales for the government, and we had group meetings where like 20, 30 people, the whole team, and then I'll put my hand up because I want to talk. I want to put my hand up. I start talking. As soon as I start talking, I can see and feel that everyone's looking at me. And I'm just like started blushing. Then I'm stumbling on my words and I can't express myself properly. And then I probably like freeze and go into fight or flight. Get my drift, man. I was suffering. Like it wasn't just that. It was also in social interactions that I didn't feel confident in myself. I had to be fucking high. I had to have alcohol, had to have coke, had to have some sort of drug to make me feel that I was okay socially. You know, because I always felt insecure and I could not look at myself in the mirror wearing whatever clothes I was wearing and feel good about myself. You know, even that was me wearing baggier clothes, bigger jeans, bigger jumpers, this and that. Why? Because I was insecure about my body. You know, I didn't like for people to notice that I was fucking that skinny and lean, you know. But obviously, as I've evolved and grown and gotten older, like now, you know, my body is a lot more fuller. I'm stronger. I look bigger, you know. And yes, I do train. I go to the gym and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I feel good and I feel confident in myself right now. But it was all mental, you know. It was all mental. It was all in your head, and it was through everything that I had experienced growing up as a child and through my teenage years that I was judged a lot and bullied a lot, you know. And then, you know, again, I'm not here to point fingers or blame my parents or whatever, but could they have done a better job at empowering their son? Of course they could, but that's not their responsibility or their job right now. Their fucking job was to pay the bills, raise their four kids, do their best, and live their life the way they did. You know, I'm so free from that. I don't even know if I need to forgive them. They didn't even do anything wrong. They just were parents, came from fucking Europe and from a communist country after the war, and fucking I had to grow up the way that I did. So now, you know, it's beautiful to be able to do that, not sit there and point fingers like I'm making excuses to why I'm fucking not living my best life, you know? So it's probably the most liberating thing you can do is stop pointing fingers, stop playing the victim role, right? Whatever happened, happened, and it couldn't have happened any other way, but it did. That's from Peter Crone, by the way, when he said that shit. So now that situation, and Peter Crone also says, you know, life will present you with situations and experiences to reveal where you're not free. And so that situation for me, thinking about I'm going to coach other people and I'm going to speak, revealed that I'm not free. Where am I not free? I'm not free in the fact that I don't feel good to stand up and talk. So what happened? Well, man, I'm telling you, God and the angels, they are around you and they will send you messages. And let me tell you, man, how is it possible that I'm watching YouTube videos and I get an ad? Obviously, it's personal development related, so obviously maybe that's, you know, the synchronicity there. But I got a Mind Valley advertisement about a speaking program. And this was already after I had already invested into a fitness coaching certification because I was like, I better become some sort of certified something so that I kind of have some credibility. $5,000, another personal development program from Mind Valley about, you know, personal transformation, unblocking your abundance blocks, another $1,000. So I've spent $6,000 now, and all of a sudden now the third program or advertisement I get is for a speaking program. I'm like, oh yeah, Lisa Nichols. I don't know who that is really. I was just getting into this stuff. So I thought, I'm going to apply for it because it looks interesting. Maybe I need to do this. And I got to say, guys, 40 minutes of that. I think it was 40 minutes. It wasn't long. It was like an hour, 40 minutes or something like that. The only thing, as I was watching it, I was becoming very interested, and I was just like, wow, this is for me. Like, I need to do this, whatever this program is, speaking program. Oh my God, I'm going to grow confidence in myself. I'm going to overcome the fear of public speaking, find my voice, you know, discover my story, learn how to share my story. And so I was watching this, and all I could think about was, please don't be $2,000, $3,000, because I've just spent $6,000 and I'm fucking got no money left. I'm running dry, you know? And luckily, I got to the end and they said it was $500. If you sign up today, it's $500. And man, that was just a blessing. I was like, wow, I am doing this. I didn't even think about it. You know, I was like, I don't give a shit if I paid $5,000 for this one and $1,000 for that. I was like, I'm going to do them all. I was like, yeah, let's go. I was so excited because I was like, maybe this is what I need, you know, and I knew it. I struggled with communication and that I had a fear of public speaking, right? So I took action and I started doing it. And guys, let me tell you something. It was called Speak and Inspire. That was the program. And I started doing this program and it took me about 7 days for me to fucking pick up those other programs and chuck them in the bin. And what I mean by that is I didn't give a shit about anything else. As soon as I started doing this in a community on Facebook and I had a curriculum that I was working through and I had to post videos and share them in the community and people started supporting me and I started meeting people from all around the world that I never even knew in my life. And already by that time, guys, I had made decisions. I'd moved out of the one-bedroom apartment that I was living in near the city in Erskineville in Sydney. I'd stop hanging around the people that I was – I stopped having so much time that I was giving away to all my friends and all these events and birthdays and things that were always taking away my time and all these invitations that I never had any boundaries. I would always just say, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm available, let's go. So by that time, September, I was already heavily invested in that I'm doing more for me than I was for other people. And I started being less available. But man, when I found Speak and Inspire and I started doing this program, it fucking changed everything. And I was willing to give up everything because I was willing to, like, I was just like, I want, like, me. I want me back. I don't know who I am. Like I was on this journey of real self-discovery and discovering my purpose. And I was excited about it. I was passionate about it. And so when I started doing this program, the people that I was meeting, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this is incredible because I look back and I'm like, those people didn't even realize that that was Luke Mindpower. Like, Luke Mindpower didn't even know who he was. And they, those people in that program at that time were just like supporting me, validating me, encouraging me. They were encouraging like the next greatest motivational speaker in the world, you know, and they didn't even know it. So I left everything and I was just like, this is the only thing I want to do. And then after a month, guys, of doing this, and I felt guilty because part of that program was it got me to speak in front of my family and it was my birthday. I think it was my 34th birthday. I'm 41, 42 this year. And after that, I felt guilty because I had created this gym already on Twitter called Red Fit Pump. And I was like, that's the gym. I'm going to open it, you know, and I was telling everyone in my family, I'm going to open a gym and this and that. Man, guys, let me tell you something. After I started doing this work and I started focusing on self-love and growing in confidence, becoming a better communicator, I looked at that gym idea and I was like, I don't even want to do that anymore. I just want to speak. And it's almost like I think about that now and I'm like, wow. What do you mean you just wanted to speak? I'm just like, oh my gosh, there was this freedom. There was this liberation of like, I found my voice after so many years of feeling trapped and not being able to express myself. Shit, this is it's a dream come true. So why I'm sharing this with you guys is because this program changed my life. And it led me down the road of creating my own mini 22-day Mind Power Challenge, which I opened a Facebook group again a couple months later. That was my first like kind of like test of like creating a community, creating a coaching program. And that led me to eventually a couple of years later, creating my Superpower Mastermind program, which then led me to 1 year later, I go, you know what, if If Mindvalley and can create a speaking program and it was run by Lisa Nichols, well, why can't Luke Mindpower create a speaking program and it's run by Luke Mindpower? And so that's exactly what I did. I created a 32-day speaking program that's called Speak and Transform. And so this is why I'm sharing this information with you right now, because if you follow me, if you listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast, if you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever, YouTube, then I have a special gift today, and it's only going to be valid for the next 100 people who are listening to this right now and are like, you know what, I think I need to do this. Like, I think I'm also blocked. I'm stuck. I don't have my voice. I don't feel confident in myself. I've got a lot of insecurities. I've got a lot of stuff that I'm holding on to from years of childhood trauma or whatever it is for you. And I need to grow confidence in speaking my truth. So basically, why this is so powerful is because it's taken me this long to get to this journey of healing, growth, action. And now I get to look back and share the story with you and go, man, like, this is what changed my life. This was the first thing I did. So in 2022, I created Speak and Transform, and this is what I want to give you access to today. If you want to grow confidence in your communication skill set, you want to learn how to share your story, you want to become a better communicator, what else is in the 32-day? Because it's a 32-day program, guys, in a community. Like, that's it. It's 32 days. You got 32 videos. You got a workbook, right? You're in a community. You're taking action. You're surrounded by like-minded people. And what happens during the journey? Let me just give you a brief overview of what happens, okay? You're going to learn to love yourself, practicing self-love. As soon as I started doing this mirror work inside the community, man, that was everything. It was everything I didn't know I needed that helped me to reconnect with myself. And it changed my life. It helped me to reprogram my mind, for me to think positively about myself, and also to just to love and accept myself for who I was, not for what the world made me think that I was because of all the bullying and the name calling. Self-love grew into self-respect, grew into boundaries, grew into self-worth, grew into self-confidence. And once you find that power within you, because you actually do this work, you become unstoppable. You step into alignment. You step into your true authenticity. And whoever doesn't love or respect you or appreciate you for who you are, you don't give a shit. Because all of a sudden, you found yourself again. Or maybe you didn't even know who you were. So it's not happening again. It's happening for the first time in your life. So let me share with you the gift that I'm giving you today. And this is only available on this podcast episode. This is not available anywhere else. I'm not going to share it anywhere else. So anyone else who goes on my website or goes and tries to find this program is going to pay the price of $399. That's what it costs. But if you're listening right now, I'm going to give you a gift for the next 100 people. This is a discount code that I've created. I got my team just before I jumped on this podcast. I'm like, hey guys, set this up, because anyone who's watching and listening, they want a discount and they want to really do this and they're passionate about overcoming the fear of public speaking, growing in self-love, growing in self-confidence. They want to surround themselves with a like-minded community, and you get unlimited access, guys. Once you join, that's it. You're never going to lose the program. You're going to have it for life, okay? And you can do it as many times as you want, because, again, you want to master something? Man, repetition is the mother of skill, right? Do things over and over again, you get really good at it. And to be honest, I did it 2.5 times. I did it once, I found myself. I did it twice because I was like, I want to get better. And then I did it another half a time, and I was like, all right, I know everything now. I've grown, I've transformed, I'm ready to go, okay? And because I wanted to actually support other people. I was seeing all these new people doing this work, and I was like, I want to go in there and tell them that, hey, this is going to change your life. This is going to be the best investment you've ever made. This is going to be the shit that you look back at in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, and you're going to be like, that was the program that woke me up to my greatness, you know? So guess what? If you're watching right now, you can probably already see in the description that there is a discount code, okay? And if you want the discount code, guess what it is? It's called SPEAK50. And what does that actually give you? It's a 50% discount on the price. So it's $399. If you type in the code SPEAK50, the link is in the description. If you type in SPEAK50, you will get a 50% discount. So it'll take it down to $199.50. Okay. So that's my gift to you. And please, if you do this, do me a favor. If you go through this program and it completely, I know it's going to change your life, but if something happens to you, like what happened to me, that like after a week or 2 weeks, like after doing this and you start learning to love yourself and being in this community and it starts really having a massive impact on your life, like what happened to me in 2018, freaking get in touch with me, like message me on Instagram, like, and go, Luke, I'm doing Speak and Transform. And this is what, like, do a story on Instagram, tag me, you know, like, tag me everywhere, Facebook, wherever you are, like tag me so that I can connect with you. I can see you. I can freaking support you and reshare the content that you're sharing on your stories. Like, I want to hear from you, or even email my team, support@lukemeinpower.com, and give us a testimony, you know. Tag me in our community that we're in, because obviously I'm in the communities as well. Okay, so it's Speak50. If you want the discount, it's Speak50, guys. The link is in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, it's below. If you're on Facebook, it's above. But if you're on any other platform, just look at the description of the podcast episode that you're watching right now and you'll get the discount code is Speak50, okay? Give it to your friends, okay? So many of us are suffering in silence. We are stuck in our head. Tony Robbins says, if you stay in your head, you're dead. And the best gift that you can give yourself is to learn to love yourself. And during the process of loving yourself, you're going to find your voice, because you're going to make it okay to speak your truth. And when you start speaking your truth, even when your voice shakes, that's when you heal. You know, it takes courage to stand up and say, hey, you know what? This is my truth. I'm no longer going to be a victim to my past. I'm going to be honest. And if you can't handle that and you can't appreciate me for being real, then you don't belong in my life, or maybe you're just not ready to hear what I have to say. And I hope that whoever you stand up in front of and you speak and you share, I hope that that inspires them to wake up to their greatness and for them to heal whatever they're stuck with or whatever their pain is as well. And this is really how we change the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. It starts with you. It's amazing. I'm here because of it. So guys, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that Speak and Transform is something that you invest in, because the biggest investment you can make is in yourself, not in anything else. It's in you. But this is actually how I started my journey, by working on communication and growing in self-love. And from then on, it was just up and up and up and up. And the Luke Mind Power podcast would not be here. You know, all my Facebook pages, my social media platforms would not be here if I didn't learn to speak and communicate and do what I'm doing right now confidently, and to really love and appreciate me for who I am. Change the way I thought about myself. And here we are in 2026. So thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you and I believe in you. And whatever you're going through, man, it's just temporary. But change starts the moment you say yes. So say yes to yourself. Click the link in the description, whether it's below or above. And make sure you click on that discount coupon section when you're filling out the details to start, and put Speak50. That's the discount code, and you'll see that you'll get 50% off. And I look forward to seeing you in the community and witnessing your transformation, because that's what happens when you do this kind of work. All right, I'm sending you a lot of love. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast.